Ben's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has paid tribute to the 14 South African soldiers killed in the DRC, saying they'll be remembered for their courage and determination.
They lost their lives in defense of the defenseless. Indeed, the South African National Defense Force is a force that is for the brave.
The remains of the fallen soldiers have been returned to their families. The troops were on a SADC and UN peacekeeping mission when they were killed in fighting with armed rebel group M23 in the Eastern DRC last month. Speaking at a memorial service in Pretoria last night, Ramaphosa said the SANDF will continue its mission in the region.
We have fulfilled our duty to bring our soldiers back home. We must fulfill our duty to complete their mission.
Defence Force Chief Rutsani Maphanya has told the families that the soldiers understood the importance of their mission to bring peace to the DRC. He's criticised those who claim the South African troops were ill-equipped, saying now's not the time for blame.
We have done as much as we could in the circumstances that we found ourselves. Our people were armed, resourced and capable of meeting the challenge that they faced.
Mgeni Utegela Waters announced a multi-billion rand investment to boost infrastructure in KZN. Chief Financial Officer Tamsanqa Mwanazi says the plan is to invest close to 20 billion rand in capital expenditure over 5 years. Mwanazi delivered the entity's 2023-2024 annual report yesterday. The CFO says they've spent most of their budget, adding they'll need to allocate 4.5 billion rand for the next financial year.
Some of the major projects that make up that 19.8 billion rands will be the Upper Umkhomazi project. Currently, that project is sitting at detailed feasibility, and obviously its objective is to actually augment the supply, especially in the Thekwini and Umgungundlovu area. The estimated project cost is about 8.2 billion rands.
Donald Trump's announced tariffs on products arriving from all over the world. The U.S. president's revealed that what he calls reciprocal levies on goods, meaning they'll match whatever they're charged on their imports. He claims other countries are charging more than what they're being asked to pay. Trump's told reporters last night, those days are over.
If somebody wants to come in, including the car companies, if they want to come in and build car plants, they'll do it without tariffs, and therefore prices won't go up. There could be some short-term disturbance, but long-term, it's gonna make our country a fortune.
Speaking at a joint news conference with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Trump said that Washington will sell F-35 fighter jets to India, which would join the elite club of countries with the state-of-the-art stealth planes. In other goings-on in the U.S., Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is America's new health secretary. During his White House swearing-in ceremony, Kennedy pushed back against criticism of his vaccine skepticism, saying his views had been mischaracterized and claimed he was only advocating for common-sense policies. The World Health Organization has congratulated him. On the weather front here at home, 29 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg and Richards Bay, 33. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.